Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here midweek. All right, so let's get things rolling. I think there's a special edition good, the bad, the dumb of the day, right?
It could be.
Could be. All right, what's the good?
Well, the good of the day, you know what? I picked on him for the good yesterday, and I'm picking on him again for today, is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around on this guy. Tom Brady was mic'd up on Sunday.
Right.
And I don't know if you watched the end of the game. He had a little moment with Chase Young. He had a moment with Alex Smith. I'll talk about Chase Young first. Chase Young was over and was like, hey, nothing but respect, you know, because Chase Young had called him out earlier. And Tom Brady was like, I know. And he goes, hey, but you need to do one thing. I need this. And Chase Young was referring to Brady's jersey. And Brady was like, don't worry, I'll send you one. Which I thought was a nice gesture.
That's a very nice thing, yeah.
But more importantly was this exchange that he had with Alex Smith, where, you know, we know the story. Unfortunately, Alex Smith could play. I would have loved to have seen Alex Smith play in this game. That definitely would have summed up the Disney movie that will definitely be coming out at some point. But this was the exchange, nevertheless. This was the exchange between Tom Brady and Alex Smith after the game.
Hey, I'm so f-ing proud of you, bro.
F-ing unbelievable, you know that? You're an inspiration.
Appreciate it, bro. Go get it, man.
You're unbelievable.
Appreciate it, man.
Always here if you need me.
Oh, good old Tom Brady.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, I know people like to hate Tom Brady, but how can you not like him?
Well,
right
it's
now?
Easy because he won all the time. And
yeah.
This is what we do to athletes that win a lot. And again, you can go back. Even when Jordan was winning a lot of titles, there were still some haters. Not as much, but, you know, the way the Patriots won, there were some, you know, people didn't like the Spygate thing. But the reality of it is he was hated because he had a lot of success. He was a pretty boy quarterback on the evil empire, New England Patriots. But in reality, you know, that's a good angle to his legacy being
yeah.
like that.
I mean, I guess maybe this is who he actually is. It makes me excited. Win or lose, I can't wait for the post game handshake between Brady and Breeze.
Yeah, be pretty cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think too that what he said to Alex. Look, first of all, what he said to Chase Young is pretty cool. I think if you are anybody in this league, you want. If you were a veteran in the league, right, and you're just looking at the big picture, you're not just so you're only team focused. You would want to encourage young football players to have that kind of level of confidence that you would say, look, you know, I completely understand. You want to go after the best, right? You want to talk about the best. You want to get yourself to that level. So I'm glad he was very good about that with Chase Young. For Alex Smith, I think he's saying to Alex Smith what everybody feels. I mean, it must be incredible to be a quarterback in the NFL to see what Alex Smith has done.
Right.
Right. It's one thing for me, fat, lazy guy, you know, going, hey, Alex Smith came
That's
back
incredible.
From a broken leg. For Tom Brady and any quarterback in the league who knows what Monday through Saturday is like, that must really be incredible to be like, man, the work you must have put into this is on another plane. So I would have ran over to Alex Smith too and told him that. Man, inspiration, all that. So good for Brady. That's a good
yeah.
for Tom Brady. All right, what's the bad then?
The bad of the day, we gotta highlight Houston sports.
Houston sports in the bad.
Yeah. We're gonna leave the Astros out of it. The Astros have had their fair
share. Did
the
Astros do anything bad in the last 24, 48 hours?
No, nothing bad.
Right.
So that's why we're gonna
leave
them.
We don't need to put them in there then.
We're gonna leave them out of it right now, but you know, for most of the country still, Houston Astros are still a bad team. I'll highlight the Texans first. There's an issue going on. First of all, they're finally going to interview Eric Bieniemy.
They're going to interview him, though, after the Chiefs' playoff run is over.
Right.
He got to interview with five teams before because he was on a bye week.
And the
why didn't the Texans?
They never wanted to. They never put a request in. It wasn't a high priority for them.
They got to explain why not.
Right. When everybody is wanting to interview this guy.
He interviewed with five teams during his bye week.
And he'll probably end up interviewing with the
Eagles.
You're
not flying the guy in. You're just getting a Zoom call. Like, it would have been, you could have done it during your lunch hour.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you talk to Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah. I have no idea.
So you literally waited. You let him interview with five teams, let all five teams make their pitch. Maybe some will hire him, offer him a job. Maybe some won't. He has a chance to think about all of those five locations, all of those five opportunities until a decision is made. And you're going to wait to make your pitch what could possibly be 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now.
Yeah, and here's the larger issue. Deshaun Watson really wants it.
Yeah,
and he does. They finally said yesterday, yes, they're going to interview him. Deshaun Watson's been pushing for it. You've got right now the biggest issue going on with the Texans right now is that your franchise player, your face of your team, is extremely disgruntled.
Yes, but what does that mean?
Well, what he is wanting is and everything kind of points the finger at one guy, Jack Easterby.
Right, but let's go back to Deshaun Watson for a second. What's the leverage for Deshaun Watson?
I really don't know what the leverage is, except, I guess sitting out, but he's forfeiting game money at that point.
If he does that over front office stuff, that would be insane.
Yeah.
If he is doing that because he wasn't consulted for the GM position, he wasn't consulted for the head coaching position, and he gave up a year of his career.
Now the issue
that would be insane.
The issue with the GM position was that he was promised he would be
right.
Consulted.
We talked about this last week.
Right.
Nick Caserio was hired, but what I couldn't understand, and I said this last week, how could you not know that that was the guy they wanted? They literally tried to get him, get him, went with a committee so they didn't have to hire somebody, and then brought him in when he was available. How you can't be that obtuse to think, wait a minute, I know where they're going with this. They didn't hire anybody, right? Nobody would go do that job for a year as a placeholder. Right. So if they wanted to hire Ron Culver, if they said, well, we can't get Nick Caserio, we're going to hire Ron Culver, you'd demand a 5-year contract with, you would demand an out clause of money. You would demand all the things a normal contract would be. They said, we're not going to do that. Why? Because Nick Caserio is going to be available to us and we're going to get him. How could Deshaun Watson not know that? That's every sign pointed in that direction. What consultation did you need?
I don't know. That's why.
So that's what I'm saying. Deshaun Watson, I don't think has any leverage here.
I don't think
all.
He does either. But as an organization right now, it's just bad.
It is bad.
It's just there's a lot of because people are going to start choosing sides, and now you have people like Andre Johnson weighing in. Texan great in the Ring of Honor, who's saying he's standing on Deshaun Watson's side. You got DeAndre Hopkins, who is agreeing with Andre Johnson, who is agreeing with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it's bad. We have legendary players, or players that are respected within the organization, screaming Deshaun Watson needs to get out of there. When it's bad.
And if J.J. Watt comes around and he does the same thing,
J.J. Watt will probably come around and say the same thing.
He's already – we had that famous there was a viral video going around, him apologizing to Deshaun Watson, saying, sorry we wasted your year.
His team stinks. Yeah. So that'd be interesting development.
Yeah, the other bad happening in Houston sports is the Rockets.
Yep.
Because James Harden, in not so many words, I'll let you guys listen, kind of demanded a trade.
We're just not good enough. We don't obviously chemistry, talent-wise, just everything. And it was clear, like I said, these last few games, from the beginning of the game, they were just aggressive. Veteran team, obviously, championship team, and one of the best teams that we have in this league. I love this city. I literally, have done everything that I can. This situation is crazy. It's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, thanks.
Yeah, he was ready to say it and then just pulled back and didn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the ending of that should have been, it's hard to fix, and I want out of here.
And right. Not only on top of that, but new teammate John Wall is, in not so many words, accusing James Harden of quitting on the team.
So the Steven Silas era isn't really going as well in Houston as people thought it was going to be?
Do you feel bad for this guy? I mean, he came into a headache right away.
I mean, Listen, Harden, I can't imagine what he must be going through. He thought he had a championship-level team a few years ago.
He did.
Right?
He did. They were one hamstring away from defeating a good Warriors team.
They scored a million points a game. There were stretches where they were unbeatable. There were stretches where they would roll along. They'd knock down 19, 23 pointers a night, right? Everything was working. The D'Antoni system was working. You had Daryl Morey in the front office pulling some strings, and now both of those guys are gone. You've lost two players that have sort of helped you. That's it. You're not a triple double machine. You're not scoring enough points. Remember, James Harden he'd score 45 a night. My goodness. Yeah. He would score 40, 42, 37. Well,
there was a string where he had three games in a row where he had 60.
Yeah. Remember that? Right. Those days are over. And now he looks at the Western Conference and goes, well, first of all, I can't even win enough to get in the playoffs, let alone compete in this conference.
Right.
I mean, I've already lost back-to-back games to the world champs who I know we can't beat. And he's got to be thinking, look, my career, this is not going to work. I got to get back to the finals. I've got to find a way to get a championship. This is ridiculous. I'm watching my friends, quote unquote, be able to bounce around enough to sort of create titles for themselves. And now I can't, right? I'm stuck here with a bad basketball team with no real answer. It's not like a superstar is down, right? It's just a bad team. So I don't blame them. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
Oh, you're going to love this one, Tony.
I know I will.
Chad Ochocinco.
I'm starting to like Chad Ochocinco. Tell me what's going on with him.
He had a recent appearance on the I Am Athlete podcast.
Okay.
And he got into a spirited debate with former NFL wide receiver Brandon Marshall.
Why?
About never getting injured during his NFL career because he ate McDonald's every day.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So
instead of eating healthy.
And Chad Ochocinco said he ate McDonald's every day?
He said he ate McDonald's every single day.
Because I remember Brandon Marshall when he was in Denver. He said he slipped on a McDonald's bag, and that's why he busted his hand when the story wasn't exactly true. So Brandon Marshall liked himself some McDonald's, too.
I'll read you the little exchange that they had. Chad Johnson goes, I never got hurt because I ate McDonald's and it built a callus in my body. You ate all that healthy bleep, and when someone banged your body, it couldn't take it. Brandon Marshall said, bro, you're crazy. You're lucky. he goes on to just talk about how, he can eat whatever he wanted to, whenever he wanted to. You know, breakfast of champions, lunch and dinner of champions, that's McDonald's. You eat what you want, and then you go and work out how you want.
No, I don't know if that works.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that works that way.
I don't think so. But I will say this. If there's ever a way to angle for a sponsorship or maybe start doing promotions for a company, this is it.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I don't know if he's past his prime as far as, appeal, but I think people still remember Chad Ochocinco and just the fact that he is claiming to have eaten McDonald's is pretty much his entire playing career.
That's amazing.
I don't know. I don't know if the science backs up the fact that if you eat McDonald's a lot, you'll build up a callus and you can go ahead and take hits in the NFL.
I don't think it works that way. But if you believe it, I guess you could roll with it.
I love it. It's much better than, having to explain to Kyrie Irving that the earth isn't flat. So
that's very true. Yeah, good point.
That's probably a lot better.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Ken Wyman will join us in 15. We'll talk to him about the Baltimore Ravens and their game against Buffalo. That's all coming up as we continue on Wake Up Call.